This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Health officials around the world are clashing over the use of certain drugs for COVID-19, leading to different treatment options for patients depending on where they live. Friday, a World Health Organization guidelines panel advised against using the antiviral remdesivir for hospitalized patients. The WHO says there's no evidence the drug improves survival or avoids the need for breathing machines. But in the United States and many other countries, the drug has been the standard of care because a study found it cut recovery time by about 5 days. Pfizer and its German partner will apply for emergency approval by the Food and Drug Administration for their coronavirus vaccine. Pfizer will ask the FDA Friday for emergency approval for its coronavirus vaccine. Moderna is likely to do the same in a few weeks. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says no corners are being cut. Quote, "We need to put to rest any concept that this was rushed in any inappropriate way. This is really solid," end quote. Even with approval, the vast majority of the hundreds of million doses won't be available until spring. The United States continues to top the list of countries with the most COVID-19 infections. It has 11.7 million cases, followed by India with 9 million infections and Brazil with almost 6 million. Mexico has become the fourth country to pass the 100,000 mark of coronavirus deaths, surpassed only by the U.S., Brazil, and India. And Russia reported a record number of new coronavirus cases Friday, 24,318. More than 6,000, that's about a quarter of them, are in Moscow. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force didn't address the call for Americans to avoid Thanksgiving gatherings, but did weigh in against the idea of closing schools. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
They didn't dwell on the raging spread of COVID-19 across the country, filling hospital beds and morgues, although Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Burke says,
"This is really a call to action for every American to increase their vigilance."
Vice President Mike Pence clarified the position on tighter restrictions.
"Not support another national lockdown, and we do not support closing schools."
A day after New York City schools were told to close again, CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield says
the infections that we've identified in schools when they've been evaluated were not acquired in schools. They were actually acquired in the community and in the household.
Earlier, his agency issued a call for families to forego Thanksgiving gatherings this year, but that warning was not addressed at the White House briefing. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A virtual summit of Asia-Pacific leaders started Friday with U.S. President Donald Trump and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping in attendance to discuss the coronavirus crisis and global economic recovery amid lingering trade differences. The pair joined a meeting of the leaders of the 21-nation Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, APEC, hosted virtually by Malaysia just 2 weeks after President Trump lost his re-election bid. Asia-Pacific leaders have called for more open and multilateral trade to support the economic recovery and warned against protectionist trade policies, with Xi saying unilateralism has added to global economic risks. The death of a black man beaten by white security guards at a supermarket sparked outrage across Brazil Friday as it celebrated Black Consciousness Day. A video of Thursday night's incident captured on a witness's mobile phone was broadcast on social networks in Brazil media. It shows a security guard repeatedly punching 40-year-old João Alberto Silveira Freitas in the face and head while he's being restrained by another guard. The military police said Silveira Freitas had threatened a female worker at the supermarket who called security. Silveira Freitas lost consciousness during the assault and died on the spot as medics tried to revive him. Both security guards were arrested. The Vatican has launched an investigation into how Pope Francis's Instagram account liked a raunchy photograph of a Brazilian bikini model with her bottom on display, an official said Friday. The naughty schoolgirl picture was given the thumbs up by the official Franciscus account last week and was removed a day later by the Vatican's social media team. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.